Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am your host, Kevin Baird, and it's been a while since I've been on the network. I've been away dealing with things remotely, and now I'm back. So, been having a little bit of a technical issue, so just checking to see how everybody is doing and what's going on, that kind of stuff. So, I'm going to try and bring on the first caller. So I'm looking for area code 864. Are you there? Hello, 864? Area code 864, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, how are you? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I hear a little crackling, but that's about it.
Okay, I'm switching phones. Is that any better? Switching microphones?
I think it's
All right, so we're here doing readings tonight, so thanks for calling. And how can I help you?
Oh, yes, I was just wondering if I had any messages from the other side, like anybody that can come through.
Sure. Okay, so straight away, there, like, the readings that I do, I work from a deck that I designed myself called the Horizon Oracle. Now, this Oracle deck is sort of like a language that the source of all things that are created works with to help me, and I've made copies of it available for other people who are out there too, and I also have it for sale, you know, plug, that helps guide people through sometimes challenging situations in their life. And the reason why I'm saying all this is because I'm looking at the Tribes card, T-R-I-B-E-S, and it's associated with the time 1:15. And it can be 1:15 a.m. or p.m. And that if you want to go and see what the image looks like, you can go over to my website, which is at templeofgaia.com, and that you can go and just look at it later in the archives, because all these shows are recorded, so you can go back and listen in archive.
Okay.
But you can go over, click on the Horizon Oracle link, and just look for the time that in the list where it says 1:15, and it shows someone who is looking up at phenomena happening in the sky. They have a telescope and they're looking at a star or a moon or perhaps a comet or a shooting star or something. The Tribes card is a message about you connecting with groups of individuals, and it can be 10 or it can be 10,000. So, you know, 10,000 in the sense to where you belong to AAA, 10 in the sense to where you belong to a local bowling group or something like that, if you see what I'm saying. This talks about a kind of group like that inviting you to join them, and that this would open up opportunities for networking, for you to connect with new potential mates, colleagues, coworkers, employers, that kind of stuff. It gets you out of the rut and the routine that you're in and sends you down a new direction, if you see what I'm saying. Has anything recently like that happened?
I just went back to school. I've been in school, but I mean, I went back to school this semester.
Okay, congratulations. Now, with going back to school, it can be one to where a club within the school has an organization that they might invite you to join them.
Okay.
See? So if it's, you know, if it's one of those big schools, sure, and if it's one of the small schools, then it would be an individual who belongs to a group that, you know, might meet on Tuesdays or something that could help you further your pursuits.
Okay.
So watch. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I go to school on Tuesdays. I just thought it was funny you said Tuesday.
You did?
Yeah, because I go to school on Tuesdays.
Okay. You go to school on Tuesday?
Yes. No, I mean, I go to school every Tuesday on Tuesdays. So when you said Tuesday, and you said group in school, so it's just kind of, I don't know.
Yes.
That was kind of exciting.
Okay, So the next card that's up, and it's also facing away, and the cards that face away in the readings using my deck, which is called the Horizon Oracle, when the cards are facing away, it's a message about the people, situations, and things around you happening that you will be watching or can choose to be a part of if you want to. Just like the Tribes card facing away from you, we're looking at the next card here. This is the Boundaries card. And it's associated with the time 217. And boundaries is B-O-U-N-D-A-R-I-E-S. And it shows some people on the fence. It shows some of the people on this side of the wall, some people on that side of the wall. And it's talking about boundaries, working with boundaries, people who have boundaries. And sometimes issues can be boundaries as well. So what's sort of interesting is here's a club that could be inviting you to work with something that's related to working with boundaries. So what is your major? What's the degree, or what are you studying for?
Actually, I'm not sure yet. I'm just kind of going back to school after you made it here. So I
sure.
Don't know if you're going to meet the main classes.
Okay, well, if you're bilingual or trilingual, it might be that the Boundaries card connected to the Groups card or the Tribes card is saying potentially that you could find yourself being invited by a group or an agency to help them with something that has to do with boundaries. So are you near the Canadian border, or are you near Mexico, or I don't think you're overseas because you look local and you're called there.
No.
Or
Erica, I'm just looking for a job, actually. Just besides going to school, I haven't worked in a while, so I'm hoping that we see.
Now, the things that I talk about in the readings create gateways and opportunities for you to realize the things that you want to see, but you have to sort of like go through the process of what the universe is asking you to look at through me.
Okay.
So you get the invite to join a group or just to attend a meeting or something like that, and then the next thing you know, you find a resource or an opportunity that can help you realize the things that you want to see. It's not always just going and finding the newspaper and looking for an article that's available. Sometimes it has to do with networking and talking to people. Because if you really look at it, when you go and work for a company or a business, there are a handful of people there. And these handful of people, some 5 or 6 or 5 or 600, are basically like a neighborhood, a community, or a family. And if you were dating somebody and that they really like you a whole lot and that they want you to meet their family, then you have to go and meet with that family and see if you get along with them. And if you get along with them pretty well, then they'll invite you to the picnics that happen every other weekend or whatever. Otherwise, it's like, oh, can you leave her at home? Because we don't really want her to come, yada. You know, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Companies, organizations, businesses are sort of like the same way. If you look at, and everybody else that's listening to the show here in Archive and also live, if you are looking for a job or an opportunity to where it could help you with income, you sort of like have to play a role that shows that you can be a part of this group, this team, this family, and that you would get along with them and that they would enjoy the work that you do, but they would also enjoy your company too. Even though it is supposed to be business and it's supposed to be always clinical, people are people and they have hearts and souls and feelings, and that you have to pay attention to that also. Just closing up here real fast, there's a past life connection for you with this situation of what's coming up for you to be joining the tribes, the organizations that I was telling you about, and something that has to do with boundaries. So the past life connection is talking about how there's going to be a feel where someone that you're going to be meeting as a part of this group or situation is going to have the exact name as someone that you knew back home, or where you grew up or something. So let's just say it was like Archie Simmons, okay? That's a unique name. It's not something that you hear all the time, like John Smith. So if you hear a unique name or a name that reminds you of someone from school or from your neighborhood, then this is the opportunity for you to possibly get into doing some networking and to where you can find a job.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So hang in there, and we will talk to you later. All righty?
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, I'm looking at area code 814. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, 814. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And what is your name?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, do you see me getting a job in the near future? There's a particular job that I'm looking at right now. And I work for government, so state government, and it would be another state government job.
Okay. Yes, and it's going to be near some railroad tracks by a train or something like that, by a train station, Amtrak, Metro, Subway, and it's a new community, so it'll be a brand new building that you would be working in. So yes is the answer to what you're wondering about, because I'm looking at the 947 card, which is the tracks, and it shows someone who's running with, you know, tracks, or it looks like it could be a ladder or something. And then also the houses card associated with the time 833, and the tracks card is associated with the time 947. You can go back later. I'm rebuilding my website, and I don't have the definitions typed out yet on the website. I have to, like, reword everything. But it shows a house and someone looking at this new house. The house is facing away from you, so it's talking about something new that they would be approaching you. Now, with this house facing away from you, it can be a building, an apartment complex, a business, that kind of thing. With it facing away from you, it says that there is somebody there who would be interested in you coming to work for them. So is this your first time position or second, or
you mean with them? It would be new there. I mean, I'm currently working now for government, but this would be a completely new place.
So it would be civilian?
It wouldn't be a new building though. but maybe the newness would be a noob.
Is there a railroad track by it?
I don't believe so, though. I don't believe.
And it would be a hospital?
Yeah, it's a hospital. My only concern is they're shutting down two prisons, and I don't know if they're going to take those people first, but this is a pretty high-level job, and usually they have to meet the qualifications. You know what I mean? Like, they can't put somebody like at a low-level job and put them that high up, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Where is the train or the railroad station in your town, your community?
Well, this job would probably, for me, it's about 45 minutes away. So being a completely different town. They do have, they do hire, though, a lot of people for train jobs in that town there.
T-R-A-I-N? For like a locomotive,
a real train, for a real train, yeah.
My sources are saying that's where you should be looking, and that somebody there knows you.
Yeah,
so you
I
should
do
be doing
somebody that works there. Yeah, I do, and actually, he would be an employee for me.
Yes.
He would actually, I used to work with him before at another facility, and he is keeping his ears open, and...
That is going to work out for you. And just so you know, I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out, and sometimes it's usually like 9 hours to like 9 days. I've had readings where I've given messages to where it's happened within 5 minutes. I told this lady that the person that she was supposed to marry out of the two people that were wanting to, you know, wanting to give her a ring, I said, the one you're supposed to marry will be contacting you in the next 5 minutes. Not within 2 minutes, the person that, like, who we were talking about, someone walked into the building that we were in the store, in the little fair we were having, and that they walked up and they put their hands on her hair and she about jumped out of her chair. So I've had things turn around instantly, and that it can sometimes reach out to 90 days and sometimes even 6 months. But honestly, with the way I've been reading lately and with the way the dynamic of the universe is happening right now, because there's so many prayers and energy happening for help, that I see this turning around for you within the next 2 weeks. So make sure you got everything ironed, make sure you got everything ready, you know, do the laundry, that kind of stuff, right?
Okay. Well, they have to post the job first. The guy hasn't officially left the job, but he's gone physically. So
it's okay.
Retired. But, yeah, he hasn't retired yet. But, he said February, so February's right around the corner. And
that fits. So Groundhog's Day. Watch for it to be on Groundhog's Day around there. That's February 2nd.
Okay, Groundhog's Day. Okay. And then it takes a while till they call, till they get everything in order. You have to mail the paperwork to another location. And
sure.
Do you see it working for a woman?
Let's look. I see you working for a few people, not a single individual. And it will be put in the paper shortly, because I'm looking at is the 242 card, which talks about agreements, and this is you sitting down around a table with people. And then the 310 card, is the title for this card is news. It shows someone reading a newspaper, and that's the posting that you were talking about. So you can go back to my website, which is templeofgaia.com, or you can just Google psychic medium Kevin Baird. It's in the description for the show, and then you can go and see the images for the cards that I'm looking at here. But I see this as so rest assured, pay attention to your dreams, go eat some chocolate, get your mood right, you're going to be fine.
Okay, great. I know it's the woman and the man. I think a man that's harder than her that are involved. So.
Good.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang in there.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Okay, looking at area code 914. Are you there?
Hi, Kevin. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Great talking with you. I wanted to know if success is on the horizon for me as far as a small business of mine that I'm trying to get off the ground. Right now I'm losing a little money, and I'm just really nervous about whether I should continue to pursue this or not. I'm just trying to be realistic with myself. I think what I'm doing could be very lucrative down the line, but I just don't know if I have enough patience or the nerves to continue. I don't want to necessarily give up, but by the same token, I just need to know if there's really something there worth pursuing.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, yes,
okay,
that it is going to work. Now, do you work with a group or a team?
I am. Actually, I've hired a marketing company to get some traffic to my site. And
that's going to help you a lot.
Really? Because I'm losing money right now as a result of it. And it's scaring the heck out of me. And I know it's par for the course, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to know if there's a light at the end of the tunnel with this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I don't know if you're able to listen to the last caller at all. Were you able to listen to any of that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I drew some cards for her, and two of those cards, I have 111 card potentials in my deck, 111 images, and I just finished shuffling it about for like a minute while you were just talking to me, and I just drew two of the cards that I drew for the last caller. So the universe is very much pressed to get people out and going again. And the two cards that I drew that she had are the agreement card and the houses card. But what's different is that the houses card is facing you now, where for her it was facing away. Because when I shuffle them, I flip them upside down, I rotate them, you know, that kind of thing. But the agreements card is facing away from you. And this talks about a group or an organization who has sat down and had an agreement with you. And it can be over, you know, over the phone, you know, through correspondence, that kind of stuff. They coming to you, and that's your advertising group, coming to you and making things be how you want to see them or as close to it as possible. The houses card, when it's facing you, talks about something that you're going to be in for some 10 years or maybe the rest of your life, however long you decided. Because when you move into a house, are you there for a year? No, you're there for at least 10 years because it's an investment, right?
Right.
Okay, so when you move into a house, when you dream about houses, and everybody that's listening, when you dream about houses and the experience that you have in that dream that's connected to the house, represents something that's going to be with you or serving you for some 10 years plus. So you're joining a new group, a new organization, a new way of doing something. That's why our dream source, the place where we go to when we dream, is eternal. And the number of people that we can really meet there and the experiences that we can have are infinite. But some repeat themselves because we recognize them as something that happens here in the physical, and houses happen here in the physical, and houses happen for 10 years, 20 years, sometimes 30-year mortgages, that kind of stuff, if you see what I'm saying. So this speaks that if you don't get too rash and be very sensical, that this could last you and turn around for you and help you start feeling better about it for some 10 years.
Okay, so you see long-term success, then, is what you're saying.
I do.
Okay, because that's the thing I'm struggling with. I'm at an age where people might look at me and say, okay, enough is enough. Don't you think you should get serious and go and pursue a real job? And I question that myself as well, but I just feel so strongly and confident about this product that I have. It's just I've stumbled in the past because of marketing. So I got lucky and experienced a small windfall this past year, and so I was able to go and actually hire a company. But now, you know, and they're doing the work. It's just it's success is kind of slow coming, and I was just a little concerned about that.
Sure. Well, I would say don't limit yourself to that group. You know, look at other opportunities for communicating and getting yourself known out there also.
I am doing that. My product involves trying to become successful online with sales, and then I'm also going to be picking up the phone within the next few days to pitch the product to a company and organization. And I don't know whether I'll get in or not. Is that anything that you could pick up on? There's actually going to be a lot of that taking place this year. Me making cold calls and hoping for the best.
Right. I see that there's going to be, what's interesting is that you could find yourself doing some work that might be for a restricted clientele. So, do you have a clearance, a military clearance, or a government clearance, or anything?
No, it has nothing to do with that, but I do know of a company that I'm about to pitch to that told me if I was going to pitch something to them that they would like to see their name on the product. And it's something that I don't usually do, but because of the prestige of this organization and depending on if they would want to go with it, I might bend the rules and actually do it for them. I don't know if that's what you see. Like
that's what I see. I see it as how they want to be seen because I'm looking at the 9 o'clock card and it's facing away from you, and the title for this card is View. So this says that, and it shows a light bulb that's busted. And what that means is that when there's no light in the area, only the people who are in that area can see what's happening, and anybody who's any further away is just going to see shadows. So this speaks, now it might be, you know, with what you're saying, I'm going to go back to what I was looking at, where you're talking about your product and their name on it versus your name on it and everything. There is something that's going to be coming up for you that a group or organization will want you to do some work for them, but they want to restrict somehow the access or something. Because when I'm being shown the broken light bulb, it says that limited view or limited access to a specific situation or information must be had. So you're heading down this path, and that I see you having two houses. One side supports probably the area that everybody can see, and another side supports the area only a few people can see, or limited, like qualified or specialized individuals can see, if you see what I'm saying. I don't know what your product is or whatever, but that's what the message is that.
Is anything going to be occurring within the next 90 days?
Yes. It could be 9 days even.
Okay, because I know you look out as far as 90 days, so I just thought I would ask that before I hang up.
From 90 seconds, really, from now to like 90 days, you could end up getting a call in the morning about it. So
okay.
Diligence is necessary.
Yes,
so,
I have to pick up the phone and actually pitch, and hopefully down the line within the next 90 days, maybe I'll get an answer. But I just wanted to get a feel of what you were thinking, and it sounds like it's a go. It's something I should continue to pursue and not give up.
Yes, I get a thumbs up on that. With looking at the houses card, absolutely. So yes is the answer if that's what you're looking for. It will be thriving.
Okay, because I was afraid I might have to go back to school and invest in a degree. I have one already, but just going into that kind of debt, it's just...
Sure. Well, just so you know, degrees are for people who need a license or want to work for other people.
Right. Right, but if what I have doesn't pan out, I got to think of something, you know what I mean? And that's what's scaring me, because I don't want to have to go down that
path. Stop thinking about that. Stop thinking about that. Don't let anybody get in your head about that. You only have one focus. Keep everything else out. And whenever you find that language coming into your head, say, shut up. Because it will try to repeat itself. These are the people who have put those words in your head who will not be able to achieve the success and results that you will be able to achieve. They will come work for you.
My past haunts me. I've stumbled a number of times. You know what I mean? So after a while, you kind of start to think, can this really work? The only thing that's given me hope is that I got kind of lucky, and like I said, I experienced a small windfall 2012. So this is money that's enabling me to finally work with professional people that could perhaps get me to where I need to be. So
there
I consider that a blessing, a miracle from God. So now I got to keep writing those checks until I see that success. So it sounds like you're saying continue to write the checks. The success is on the horizon soon.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
90 days or less.
90 days away. Okay, Kevin. I will report back to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Alrighty.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye. Okay, area code 954. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I wanted to see what you see, what developments you see coming up in the near future.
Alrighty. Well, let's see. Just doing a quick shuffle after our last call there. Just to see what the universe has to say. Okay, first card up is the Judgment card. And it's associated with the time 12:45. And it shows someone who's holding a scales and a sword, basically, and they're blindfolded. Now, this can talk about a judgment that's related to the courts, potentially.
Okay.
Or something that someone has judged you about, and that you're sort of haunted by this label or title that they've given you, even though it may not be true or correct. But, interesting, the win-win card follows the judgment card. So are you in a court situation or anything?
I am part of a class action settlement and waiting to find out if and what I may or may not be entitled to.
Okay, well, it's like I've never seen validation like this. I'm looking at the judgment card and also looking at the win-win card. And the win-win card is associated with the time 5:30, and the judgment card is associated with the time 5:12. You can go back to my website later and just look at the images. Both these images are facing you in this reading, so it's nothing to do about the people around you. It's all about you. And I would say that it looks like it's going to work out very nicely for you.
Oh, great. In the time frame that you were talking about.
Yes. Yep, 3 months or less.
3 months or less. Uh-huh.
Now, they are going to be presenting you with options that they're going to sort of want you to rush and make a decision about, because I'm looking at the 311 card, and the title for this card is Picking, where it shows someone who is being, who's in front of a very, in front of a tree, a fruit tree, that has ripe fruit on it, and that the sword in their hand is sort of like their permission or their license to pick one of those things, take what they need, and move on. So you're going to be given some power or authorization to make a decision about an offering, and then you have to sort of live with that, is basically what I'm getting. Wow. And now the 247 card has come up, and the title for this card is Guilt, and it shows someone, it shows really like a magistrate or like a judge at one of their judge benches or whatever, and he's holding a gavel over his hand, over his head, and that there is a person there who's sort of like holding out a bag, you know, sort of like trick-or-treating in a way to take whatever gifts are going to be given to them, and there are things and opportunities that are raining down upon them. Now, the Guilt card is facing away from you. So this talks about the other party or the situation that's a part of this litigation thing is very much going to be put on the ropes or run through the ringers or whatever you want to see the cliche as.
Oh,
so
right.
I see it as something working out nicely for you.
Oh, and in that time frame. Oh, that's wonderful. And could I ask one other question?
Sure.
And trying to resolve a health matter as well, and we'll be going through some tests, and I'm wondering if that's coming to a resolution and anything that you've come up with.
I would say yes. But a part of you going through this process is it's going to give you an opportunity to meet some fabulous people that you would not have been able to meet any other way.
Hmm.
Because I'm also being shown the soulmates card. Are you in a relationship right now?
Not in a formal relationship. I have some gentlemen friends who are close, but I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
say it's an established relationship, no, but I'm looking
sure.
for
Well, I would say through this risk-taking that you're doing, because I'm looking at the 843 card facing away from you in the reading, and it talks about other people who are sort of like, you know, trusting that what they're advising you is going to work out, that kind of stuff. You know, it shows someone who's sort of going to be maybe doing some kind of unique testing or something, because it shows an image of someone who's releasing bees into the environment to help cultivate and pollinate and, you know, cultivate growth, because that's what bees do, is they pollinate and help flowers bloom and that kind of stuff. So I see it as something working out where someone's going to say, you know, we got this thing that it's sort of new and it's been very helpful. I see this turning around for you and being really good, but also in the process, somehow you meet a soulmate.
Because the
soulmates card is facing you here in the reading, and it's associated with the time 259. Mm-hmm. And soulmates can be with us for a time, a season, or a reason.
That's true.
So sometimes a soulmate will be with us for 6 months. Rockin' relationship, fiery, full on. No one has seen you for 6 months. Has anybody seen Sharon? Well, she met this person and we've not seen her since or whatever. And then you come up for air and then you're
mm-hmm.
like, oh my God, it's like I'm so done with that, but oh my God, the ride was fantastic kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the season.
Uh-huh.
But that taught us how to be and how not to be.
Right. You don't get a feeling as how what type of soulmate this is then.
It will be. Let's look. Wow, it's one that's connected to a group because I've drawn the tribes card again. Because there are some shows where some cards just want to repeat themselves over and over and over again. And I just was shuffling while I had you on, right? While we were. Pause there for a little bit, and the tribes card has decided to show itself connected to the soulmates card. Now this speaks that you could find yourself joining maybe, you know, like a Hell's Angels just to have a little bit of fun with craziness there. It's a group, or it could end up being, you know, it could end up being the scooter club that go shopping at the Walmart every Saturday, and it's all the people who like to have the little scooter shopping carts to where they all go shopping. Like the place where I live, there is some 3-4 people who will get in the shopping scooters and will shop in it's like a parade of these people. Okay, they'll go to the snack bar and they'll eat, and then they'll like go and just go up and down the aisles and do their shopping, and they'll talk about, you know, like a microwave or some kind of new coffee maker or something as a parade of these shopping scooters. So just having a little fun there with the different types of groups that you can find yourself connecting with. It could be the riders of the Harleys, where you wear black leather, you know, and you're very loud when you're on the road, and your hair is all in the air.
A spiritual group.
Or there. It could be a spiritual group, too.
I'm more into the spiritual inclinations, metaphysics, art.
Sure, sure. But
don't line through
other opportunities that try to present themselves, because no matter where you go, there's always a metaphysical person there, too.
That's true. That is true. So keep an open mind.
And that's what I see for you.
Well, great. But I will get resolution, though, on the health matter, even with all the other things going on, that something will turn up in a unique thing to help me with this health problem.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds very good. Okay, well, it couldn't ask for more than that if all that works out.
I agree. And you got a little bit of validation there at the beginning, where we're looking at the judgment and also the win-win kind of situation, to where all the parties that were involved that were sort of taken advantage of are going to come out smelling and looking great. Where
so
the other people...
Does it look like a considerable sum, or will it just be small compensation, or can you tell?
The fact that it's come up in a reading means that it will be life significant for you.
Very good.
It won't be one that where you can buy an island somewhere in the Bahamas or something.
No, yeah. I'm not expecting that for sure. But something considerably helpful would be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. And
you're welcome.
Very interesting, and I'll check out your website for the cards.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code, was it 207? Are you there?
Hi. My question is, do you see a positive change coming up in my life?
I do. I don't need the cards to tell you that one. Because if you're talking to me, you know, it's like you could have been talking to anybody, and this is like the first time I've done a show in the month. And you just happen to find me here at this time and this hour, and my sources are inviting me to tell you yes. But also to back that up is that you could find yourself receiving flowers around Valentine's Day as well.
Wow.
So anybody in your life?
Yes.
It could be potentially a mystery person too. That would just add a little bit of drama and intrigue to the situation.
That is interesting.
And the other thing is that the things that break are supposed to break. So if it's a vase, a favorite picture,
I just broke the glass last night.
What happened?
I just broke the glass last night.
A glass?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're sort of breaking up. I don't know if it's the Blog Talk network thing or whatever, but it's been staticky, crazy kind of stuff. Or it could just be we're coming up on a full moon, and this is the first full moon of the year, so it could be playing havoc with the gravitational forces of the planet. But I'm being shown like the Obsessions card in the reverse position, and it's associated with the time 7/18, and it shows someone who was carrying something and dropped a few of them on the ground and they broke, and they're in the image of the individual is more upset about the things that are broken than the things that they are carrying.
But the thing is
that the card is facing away from you, and it's really talking about how something that you broke or is about to be broken that is really more of a sort of like a material kind of thing, but it may have been given to you by somebody. When it becomes broken and that it gets discovered that it was broken and that they are sort of upset about it, you really have to ask yourself, were you being set up to be in a situation to where this thing would be broken and that they could ask you or sort of like put an onus on you, if you see what I'm saying, about, oh,
yeah,
this thing broke. You don't care about it. If you don't care about that, you don't care about me kind of thing, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's where the obsessions card comes in. But I would say don't worry about it because you'll be getting flowers soon, and that, you know, maybe when you get these flowers that you should give one of them to this person who had something that they gave you broken.
Okay.
Because the only things that are really important are our memories.
Yeah.
Because, like my grandmother says, you know, God rest her soul, she passed away 101 back in October.
Wow.
But she always told me as a kid that memories are more important than anything else, and to have as much fun in life as possible and to have as many positive, you know, blessings and memories as possible, because she says that memories are like coins that go into the purse that is our heart. And it will be that purse with those coins that we would take with us when it's time for us to pass away. Everything else gets left behind.
That's for sure.
So that's the message, basically. I didn't mean to go down this path or whatever, but the thing is, you know, when you see these people that are in their situations to where they are looking at a material item that's been lost and making that a federal case,
yeah,
I would say find a flower and give them the flower and ask them if they want coffee or tea or something. And if they just have an issue with that, to say, well, I'll check back with you later or something.
Yeah.
But don't let it bring you down.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Do you see me staying where I am, or will I be moving on?
I would say you're going to be coasting right now, so everything is fine.
Okay.
If you're worried about moving on from where you are and that you might feel like you're being pressed to move from where you are, the first card that I drew for your question was the gliding card, and associated with the time 111, and it shows three birds that are just letting the wind sort of carry them to wherever it carries them, and they're not really putting a lot of effort, and that it's like they're letting the universe guide them in the direction that they're supposed to go in. So this basically is saying let go and let fate, or let go and let God, if you want to look at it from that angle also. But then the next card in relation to your question is the complications card. So if someone is pressing you to consider moving, something's going to come up to where it's going to block you from being able to move, and that you're going to be able to stay where you are, and that they're going to say, oh, don't worry about it right now because I got this problem that's going on and that I can't deal with you right now, so I'll come back and talk to you in 6 months or a year or something like that. And that's associated with the time 9/17. I don't have the definitions for that card yet. I'm rebuilding my website, you know, and I had to retype everything, so it's taking some time. But 9/17 shows that there are complications. It's sort of like ran an earthquake that went through a roadway, and that nobody can pass for right now until things get repaired or they start going in a new direction. So you're going to stay where you are for a little bit.
Okay, good.
All righty.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I think we're good. Thanks for calling, and, you know,
thanks.
Have a great year. Happy New Year and all that.
You too. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 804. Are you there? Area code 804.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I just came across you on Blog Talk, and this is the first time I've ever called you.
Okay.
And I'm almost 50 years old, and I'm wondering if any anything exciting is going to come up, maybe either before or around my birthday.
Okay. Well, let's have a look. So you just turned 50?
No, not yet. I'm going on 50. My birthday is in May.
Okay. All righty, let's see. So first part of May, that makes you an Aries, or?
No, actually, I'm a Taurus. It's always
okay.
May the 8th.
Okay. That's right. Aries people are last part of March, first part of April. Well, I'm looking at two cards, very interesting. One is the 311 card, and the title for this card is Picking, P-I-C-K-I-N-G. And the second card is the Past Lives card, associated with the time 359. I don't know if you have a pen and paper, but if you write down 311 and 359, and you go back to my website over at templeofgaia.com, or just Google psychic medium Kevin Baird, and that's the first thing that comes up, Temple of Gaia. Sometimes people have trouble spelling the word Gaia, but the Past Lives card, working with the Picking or the Opportunities card, speaks that you're going to have a very interesting experience through your birthday period of time, to where you could find yourself being given something that's very old, if that hasn't happened already. You'll be given something that's very old. I guess it's the universe or your guardian angel or something that wants to let you know that you're not dead yet and that you got another 50 years to go. So don't, you know, like get up out of your recliner and put down your heating pad. You got stuff that you got to do, right?
Uh-huh.
And that with the Picking card, this talks about someone presenting you with a couple of options of things that you can go and do. So if it's, you know, going on a cruise or taking a flight, you know, to Europe, or maybe going to the islands or something just to get away because it's your 50th birthday, you know, it's in the middle of your life kind of stuff. That's what I see happening. And what will be very crazy, crazy, crazy is looking at the Past Lives card, there are two palm trees and there's a pyramid in there, and that there's a chance that you could find yourself going to Egypt. So it could be either Egypt that's over in, you know, in the Middle East, and I know there's an Egypt that's in Illinois, southern Illinois area. They have a Cairo, and that they have like a river that meets, so like the Nile does and everything, and that's known as the Lake of Egypt or the Land of Egypt kind of stuff. So you could find, not that who vacations in Illinois really, unless you're going to Chicago or something to visit friends or something, but that's what I see for you. So when you're wanting to know if you're going to get something special or unique, I would say absolutely. Now, the second thing they're giving me a little more information is that you could find yourself going south, like to the border or going over the border, like Mexico or something, because I'm looking at the boundaries card associated with the time 217, and it's facing away from you. So you could find yourself getting set up to go on a trip soon that could entail something above the Mexico line or just over the Mexico line.
Well, I mean, that's quite strange, I have to admit, because I rarely travel and I really never left the country, and I'm really you know, not good income wise for the time being, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds pretty interesting though.
I would say have faith, and that you could be surprised.
Okay. And also, too, let's see, I have a quick question about a relationship that I'm in, kind of. I was wondering if you know, might know what's going on with my boyfriend.
Okay, have you talked to him in a while?
Well, we talk to each other every day.
Okay.
On the phone. We live in the same state, but we live many miles apart, and but I have heard that he's going through some issues, and I was wondering if he's still going through things right now.
Well, I see that there's a medical thing that's going on for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've just drawn the 730 card where it shows someone holding their back and looking at an IV, you know,
mm-hmm.
one of those bags that they tie people to when they go in the hospital. Not that that's going to be to the extreme case that he's going to be in. But the thing is also I'm looking at the 1010 card, and the title for this card is Hang On, and it shows a bug who's riding a leaf that's flying around in the wind. The leaf was connected to a tree until a big wind came along and sucked the leaf out of the tree, and now all the bug has is like a lunch of the leaf instead of the entire tree. This is basically saying to hang on. So whatever it is that he's going through right now is going to end up clearing up. It might be just the cold that's affecting him, and that things and your connection and your activities with him will increase, I would say, as we get closer to the first or second week in February when things start getting a little warmer than what they have been.
Okay, and I know it seems like a strange question, but
there are no strange questions when it comes to doing readings, just so you know.
Okay. I was also wondering if there might be, you know, yet another person in the picture, or am I just being paranoid?
Nope. It looks like he's just busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might be something that he's got, like he's trying to work out insurance issues or agreements, or like trying to sell something or whatever. And it could also be that he's working on a book, or that he's trying to write something or create something that will, you know, sort of like be his legacy. So he's working on his legacy is what I see. And if there are women that are in his life, I would say most of them are really just those kind of people who walk by and say, "Charles, how are you?" But then they just keep walking and don't really say anything more or whatever. So just one of those, "Hey, how are you?" But nothing significant.
I have to tell you that's actually his name.
Okay.
You just said his name.
Okay.
Oh,
so
no,
yeah.
No,
so that's validation for you.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for answering my question.
Sure.
And Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Okay.
On home.
Hey. Yep. Hang in there.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Area code 530. Are you there? What's going
Hi.
On?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Kevin. Just a little insight. Basically, I'm pretty sure my job is ending. It's a school, so they're absorbing it through the colleges. And so I'm starting all over, checking it out, and seeing if there's anything coming my direction soon, I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, you know, everything that ends.
It's a new beginning.
Absolutely. Exactly. So what opportunities have been extended to you? None?
Nothing in this direction. I'm basically I just started like a little over a year now, so I have no bumping rights. And this is just my main source of income. I'm intuitive healer, so I'm trying to get that started on the side. But
okay.
The main course of my job, I work for the school districts. And I went for a job interview, and I was overqualified for that one, so I didn't get that job recently that I just applied for. So I'm back on the board and checking things out, and I'd like to see if you have any insight. Maybe you see anything good for me coming up.
Always. You know, like
Always.
We said, when things end, new things begin. And the
okay.
thing is that all the people who are enlightened, okay, all the people
okay.
who aren't just the 9-to-5ers, and then they come home and hold the remote and, you know, check the microwave to make sure nothing's burning.
Right.
You're beyond that.
Yes.
And because you're beyond that, then you're not a part of the status quo. And
okay.
and that's an invitation for you to be the unique individual and define yourself as the unique individual. It's not going to come easy.
Right.
If it were to come easy, then everybody would be doing it, and then they would be doing it, and then be home watching the TV and checking to make sure that nothing was burning in the microwave again, and the whole routine begins again. So the first card that's up, and this card has been going on and on and on, is the news card. And I've drawn it now three times out of the 111 possibilities, and I've been shuffling until I'm like blue in the face, because it just astounds me how often the cards repeat themselves.
Okay.
So right now, the 310 card and the title for this card is the news, or news. And then you can get a better look at this image by going to my website, templeofgaia.com, or just Googling psychic medium Kevin Baird later.
I bookmarked it.
Yeah. This says that, related to your question, is that something is going to come to you from the media.
Okay.
And it can be the newspaper, which is, you know, the actual definition of the image in the card. It can be radio. It can be television. It can be a blog.
I do radio sometimes.
Okay.
That's funny.
Okay.
Okay.
How can you get back to that? Get back to the radio, get back to the medias.
I was invited to a radio show once soon, but other than that, I think I've been out of sync with it a little bit, so you get a little rusty.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Look through the network page for Main Street Universe. I know the producer is looking for another host.
Okay.
I know they just hired somebody for Thursdays, or accepted somebody for Thursdays, because it's we sort of evaluate, or he evaluates people. I'm just going to refer you to him. His name is Daniel Michael.
Okay.
And he does a show on Wednesdays now at 7 p.m. So you can probably connect with him that way. And I might be on the show this Wednesday, and that the new host is coming up, I believe, this Thursday. You can tell him what you would be interested in doing a show, and that he can give you an hour, or he can give you a two-hour show. Like, I'm doing a two-hour show here tonight, depending on how long we have people on calls. But this is an invite for you to go and get yourself into the media and work with that. Now, the second card that I'm looking at is the drive card, and this talks about you supporting other people to get to their destinations.
Okay.
And the number for this card is 1128, and I don't have the definitions fleshed out for 1128 yet. I'm still in the sevens right now.
Okay.
But you can go and look and just see the image where it shows you pushing a cart with four individuals who are a little shorter than you, and that just means experience and history and that kind of stuff with doing what you do and what they do, that kind of thing. So this talks about you working through the media to help hundreds, if not thousands, of people with things that you provide.
I'm a child abuse healer.
Okay.
So that would fit in that direction.
Absolutely. That might be your next angle.
Okay.
So that's what I see for you. So that's homework for you.
Okay, sounds good. Interesting. Okay. And I can always listen, read track on the show, and on the you replay the show, right? So that if I miss anything. Okay.
Is that on archive? You just go back and listen to the archives and just look for today's date on there.
Okay.
And it'll be listed as walking on the sidewalk.
Awesome. Well,
alrighty.
Gosh. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
You're welcome. And good
alrighty.
Luck.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, area code 828. Are you there? What's going on? Hello? The person with the birds, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How can I help you?
I've had quite a year, the past year, and I was wondering if this year will be a little better than last year.
I have to say yes, because you're talking to me. Not that I'm all that, but this is like the first time I've done a show in like a month, and tonight was
like
the first.
You know, I met you probably 6 years ago in Virginia, in Leesburg,
okay.
When you were in that metaphysical store with, I can't think of the other psychic that was there.
Bob?
Bob, yes, Bob.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Years. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it
was. You won't remember me, but I remember you.
I would never forget a face. So if I were to see your face, I would remember that way. Because when we get to heaven, we remember the images.
Oh, really?
So faces we remember, but names we don't. If you
I was very impressed with both of you.
Thank you.
I was visiting my son, and he took me down in Leesburg too. And see both of you. And it was a very good reading.
Yeah. So, all right, let's have a look. All right, so it looks like somebody is going to want you to come with them or come visit them in or around the Gulf of Mexico.
What?
Yes.
I don't even know anyone. Huh.
Yep. So it could be tomorrow that you meet someone who's from there and that they need a driving partner to go with them out there. Not that you could do that or whatever. It's just, I'm just saying that someone says, oh, I'm going to Louisiana tomorrow and I need someone to go with me. Would you like to go? It could be as quickly as that. Now, the thing is as soon as you say yes to that, then your whole life changes, and all the boring and doldrums and, oh, my God, I can't take another day of this kind of situations go out the window, and then you have to start planning for new things.
Just from that one trip or after the trip? Just from that one trip?
During and after.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not bad. Can you give me any insight on some of the changes or no?
It will be right around the time that a child around you breaks a piece of art. Or it could be a lamp, or that they end up throwing a ball and it knocks something over. It will be right around that time, because what that does, when we have something break in our lives, it means that the universe is clearing the way for new, what is the things that we pick up whenever we go traveling and we bring it back. It's, you know, it could be like the hula girl that's holding the umbrella, or it could be like the seashell sculpture. What are those things? Tourist? Or those, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes.
It's killing me. I can't remember what that word is. They're trinkets. Souvenirs? They're not. Souvenirs.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, your thought left you a minute.
I guess that lets you know how long it's been since I've been traveling, that I forgot the word.
Oh, I probably will when I get there. How about my finances?
All right. With finances, it looks like somebody's going to want to make an agreement with you to turn it into a better situation, and also someone is going to be... It's really crazy, but I'm looking at the 447 card, and it shows someone who's going from one territory to another territory, and that they will be bringing you money. So
that tells me
that someone that you loaned money to in the past is going to be coming back to you. They're going to be like, remember when you loaned me that money back 6 years ago, and it's been on my conscience, and I haven't been able to sleep or anything, and now that I have this money, I'm going to pay you back just so I can start sleeping nights.
That would be nice. Can I ask you one question, one more?
Sure.
My daughter has a lawsuit, and she goes in tomorrow for a mediation.
Okay.
What do you see for that?
It's going to work out.
It is in her favor?
Yes.
Okay. Will Well, I was going to ask if she'd get her job back, but I doubt it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, but what it will do is it will give her an opportunity to see a little further as to, like, what's going on or what's available around her.
Uh-huh.
And that could be also the segue that gets you out of the state and down to either, you know, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, one of those places that's around the Gulf. Now, it could be that, you know, like, you have the Chesapeake Bay up there, and that's sort of like a Gulf as well, just not as big.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a Gulf is an area of land that surrounds part of the ocean, which is basically what the definition of a Gulf is. So,
okay, now, will her boss lose his job with this lawsuit?
No, it looks like he could get transferred, but it also looks like your daughter could end up getting some recognition and being appreciated by her peers. So she may be able to keep her job for a while.
Well, she's lost it because of the lawsuit.
There's something where she's going to get recognition. That, because I'm looking at the recognition card associated with the time 443. And this talks about her being recognized, like she's up on a little pillar or pedestal, and that other people are looking at her and appreciating her. So it might be one to where she is the first of a series of lawsuits that are soon to follow, and hers was
the
first.
Yeah, this was a sexual harassment in the police department.
Okay.
And this is what happened. And we're from the South.
Okay.
She's the first one to ever go with the bow because I told her to.
And where is she at?
I told her to clear the path for other women because there's been other women before, but they've just left.
Okay, that's what I see. So then that's what it is. It's because if you look at the recognition card, it shows her up on a pedestal and other people who feel like they could be on that pedestal too are looking at her. So
okay.
I think that's what your daughter's role is in this.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to, that's what she wanted it for, that they're all scared, you know, and they turn their back on it. And, like, you know, they get a pat on the head, good dog, you know, still. But she didn't.
Good.
Oh, there were two involved. Will they both get reprimanded?
I think that the situation will get fixed. So they might disappear.
Okay.
So there won't be any kind of repercussions or anything, but they'll disappear.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Alrighty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Same to you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, area code 239. Are you there? How are you?
Yes, I am. Hi.
How
can
I help
you?
I can.
Yes.
Clearly.
Okay, great. I'm wondering what you see for me in terms of I can't say new career. I've been doing it for a long time, but I just started in a different direction, and I'm focusing on getting out there and making money, and I want to know what you see with my business or
all
my
right,
talent.
Well, the first thing that I see is one to where... Okay, the first card that I've drawn for this is the Spirit Audience card. And it shows just a bunch of people watching the situation from heaven. They don't have bodies, but they have eyes and a consciousness that they're very intrigued about the situation that's happening around them. And this card is associated with the time 101. Now, the second card that I've drawn about your question is the Haunted card, associated with the time 203. This card shows an individual or a scene to where there's an individual with wings who's standing on one side of a grave, and then two individuals who are sort of like holding hands and standing under a cloud on the other side of the grave, and that there are two flowers that are growing and pointing in the direction of the two individuals. Now, this scene is about someone who used to be doing something, and now either because they, because of a dramatic situation, they are no longer doing it, and that someone else is continuing the work. Now, it could be because of a passing and that they actually passed away or died, or it can be one to where they got fired. And sometimes when people get fired from positions that they've been at for a while and that they were so connected to the work that they were doing, that it sort of feels like a death as well. So these two cards working really are talking about something that has to do with like a soul's kind of a journey. Because the people in heaven who are watching our business as to what we're doing here on the planet in the physical form that we have are very intrigued about how the outcome is going to unfold. Because the people who are, because the people who are in heaven cannot have the physical experiences and therefore have to watch scenes play themselves out so they can give themselves an internal personal closure by seeing something instead of being a part of the actual act. That's why we watch television. We're basically doing the same kind of role to where we see the thing happening, but we don't have to be in it, but somehow it gives us some kind of personal closure, if you see what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. So basically, what I'm hearing from you is that I am the doer, and I'm being watched. People on the other side want to see what my outcome's going to be. And I can't relate to the second part that much, except that I said I've been doing this for a long time, and I've stopped and started a couple of times. And this time, I've stopped and started a couple of times because I never thought I could do it. But now I know I can, and so I'm taking it all the way. That's kind of how it's working
okay.
for me. It's I'm an artist, and you know, I don't I want to be recognized and accomplished. And so I'm doing certain things at this point in my life to get there. Maybe that's what that's all about. I'm not really sure.
The haunted thing is something that's happened to you over your lifetime.
The haunted.
And that, yes. And like you're haunted by something that hasn't come to pass yet. It's like, why hasn't this happened? Why hasn't this happened? And you think about all the yeses that you received as a part of your past that never really came into a fruition. And that you're haunted by the fact that these outcomes looked like they were going to happen, but they hadn't. What that does is it adds flavor and seasoning to the quality of your art. So the pain that you've gone through as a part of your growth to get to where you are right now, that haunting,
mm-hmm.
that hauntedness, is what gives new character and flavor to the quality of your art that it did
okay.
not possess in times before.
I can see that, yeah. Which, yeah, I feel very comfortable about where it's going. I don't think, you know, I think there's definitely something there. I can't really verbalize it
sure.
as well as I'd like to, but I know it. I can see the effects that it has. So maybe that's what that is, that haunting. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Well, what I'd also like to know is what I would like to do is make money with this. Do you see that in the cards?
There is a window of opportunity that's out there, but you sort of, there's, you have to also play a role. And what I mean by that is one to where you sort of have to, like, there's going to be an opportunity that's going to come to you to where, let's say, a curator is going to ask you if you do this thing or that thing or what's your background or something that
mm-hmm.
is going to, that you're going to have to pull, you're going to have to pose as someone with some kind of an ability or something. Like you're going to have to, I don't know.
I have to present myself, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'll have to present myself. In other words, you can't just sit back and people are going to flock to me. I have to be out
yes.
there.
Yes. You have to go okay. and just be someone that you're not. And that might be a marketer. That might be, you know, I don't know about that kind of industry or whatever. But what I'm being shown is that you need to pose as someone who everybody needs, and to do that, you have to be in their face and talking it up.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's my least favorite thing to do. I know
yeah.
everybody wants to meet the artist. They think there's something different about us. We're not different, you know. We don't really
just regular people
over at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
To see what we're
so
doing.
So in order to get everything out of the back room and into a gallery, you're going to have to go to the gallery first and tell them that you have stuff in your back room.
Right. Well, we're doing some marketing with it. I'm working with somebody else right now, and I think that's going to help out quite a bit in terms of getting the work out there.
And it might take you going to some festivals and taking some of your stuff with you, or at least prints of them, and selling
mm-hmm.
them that
mm-hmm.
way.
Okay. Is that what you're saying there?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. So you see me doing this by myself, or do you see somebody else coming along to help out?
I see people helping you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do a lot of it yourself. But I'm also seeing you having to travel great distances to make it happen.
Really?
But those great distances that you would have to travel would give you recognition for the things that you want to see. They would recognize you as something that's a quality. So where you are right now is stagnant, and that you got to get out of that area and into a new place, because where you are right now, let's just say if you cough or you sneeze, you send out a ripple vibration through the neighborhood and through the town. You see what I'm saying? And that you affect the area that you're in. So you need to go to a new territory to where you don't have any roots. And that new territory will give you a chance to get connected to things and realize new things that you would not be able to realize in the place and the location that you're in.
I see.
So hit the road, well, Jack, really, is what I'm getting for that.
Jacqueline.
Okay, awesome.
The road, Jacqueline. All right. I think I hear you correctly, and I think
yeah.
this marketing person that I'm going to be working with is probably going to be the one that's going to be doing some traveling for me.
Okay.
With my stuff.
Don't be surprised if you don't see yourself doing it too.
If I don't see myself doing it, what do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, don't be surprised if you find yourself doing it also.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I see. One more question for you. Do you
sure.
see any love in my life, a man?
No, not at this time, because your focus needs to be on your work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
There might be a passing fling once in a while, you know, like you just go for a brandy or something, and the next thing you know, it's Monday morning again. It's like, God, where'd the weekend go?
Okay.
Yeah.
But nothing serious coming along right now.
No, because what's going to happen is whenever you get out on the road, you're going to meet someone who's doing the same thing. And that, do you follow baseball?
Do I follow baseball? A little
yeah.
bit.
Well, the person that you're going to meet has a player's name that's familiar to you from baseball.
Interesting.
Yes.
You see that, huh?
I do.
Wow. All right. What team?
I think the Sox.
Oh, really?
Because I'm seeing white with blue stripes, pinstripes.
Oh, that's not the Sox. That's the Yankees.
Oh, is it? Okay, then it's the Yankees. I'm not a sports person, but my source says.
That's the New York Yankees. The blue and white, the red and white is the Sox.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate
All right.
that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 913. Are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you doing tonight?
How are you? How can I help you?
Good. I was just kind of needing some guidance here for the next few months. I'm back in school, in grad school. And I'm trying to decide whether to take left, or slow, and work more to try to bring in some more income, or just kind of stay the course and go ahead and bite the bullet and take this amount of coursework and make a little less money, but just kind of slogging through.
I would say, if you can get work that's related to your coursework or what you're going to school for, then work in that.
I do currently some limited part-time work, as a grad research assistant, but gosh darn it, it's tedious. It's assisting a professor, with their particular stuff. And, the flexibility is good, but the pay is just not whippy.
Now, this coursework that you're doing, is this for a degree?
Yes.
Is it undergrad?
No, it's grad school. It's eventually towards a PhD.
Okay. Honestly, my sources are saying that you could find yourself in tenure soon if you keep your focus. But you have to do something out in the world that's related to your degree to some extent, if it's possible.
Right. Okay, sure.
But there is a tenure.
That's definitely possible.
And that you could find yourself in a professorship.
Oh, I don't know if I could do academia.
Sure.
That's a
What is the thesis plan?
Well, I've got about 2 more years of coursework to complete, and then, I'll be writing the thesis, the dissertation. And so it's just, I just don't know if I see myself ending up in academia or if it's going to be the private sector. I'm leaning more towards the private sector.
Okay, okay, how it's going to work is, the TV series Numbers, right?
I'm sorry, I don't really watch much TV.
Okay. You're on the internet because you're here with me on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
do you get Netflix or anything like that?
I know of it, sure. You bet.
Okay, if you can, go to YouTube or something and see if you can't find a TV episode of a detective show called Numbers.
Okay.
N-U-M, and that they replace the E in the word numbers with a 3.
Oh, okay.
I don't see you as being a detective, but I see you having your foot in the private sector and in academia as well. Because what's in academia for you and will continue to be for you is a continuous stream of new data that will update your, let's just say, scholastic appetite.
Okay.
So you'll never really be done with school from how things are being outlined for me for you. And that there's a mixer or something that's going to be coming up shortly that's going to be sort of like a direction changer for you, to where it will inspire you to think about the things that I've talked about here today. So I don't know if you go to those parties or whatever, but there's some kind of formal mixer that's going to be coming up to where it's more of people networking than it is people drinking, even though there will be some people who will be drinking there or whatever. But I see this as something that's being defined for you and can last you for some years, if not, you know, to where you find yourself getting published, carried in a couple of the magazines that are out there even as well. I see this as the role that's coming up for you. I'm being pressed to tell you this.
Okay. Do you think it's wise to stick with the current research, you know, the grad research position, or is it wise to just go for it in something part-time in corporate?
There's going to be, I would say, keep doing what you're doing right now. There's going to be a catastrophe that's going to be happening from what my sources are showing me. Like, and I'm not going to go into detail about that because I'd be going down another direction and tangenting off somewhere else. But there's going to be some kind of minor catastrophe that's going to happen, to where it could just be a minor where there's a house, you know, that collapses because of sinkhole or something like that, okay? But there's going to be a catastrophe that you're going to be reading about in the news that's going to be connected somehow to the life that you live and the academic pursuits that you have, the research that you do, and it's almost going to feel like you find the coat that you wear to do the things that you do, that has the ribbons and has the badges and has the patches and everything on it that defines you as who you are and how people recognize you. That's what I see.
Wow.
Not that you're going to be president in 8 years or anything like that, but I do see you, right? I do see you connected to something significant very soon, and that you're going to see yourself as a significant person that needs to stay out there teaching people to know how to do the things that they do that can turn the tide of X, Y, or Z, whether it's, you know, global warming, or it's some kind of oil spill, or it's some kind of thing to where we got to turn things around. Because, you know, catastrophes seem to be the norm here. We had Katrina, and then we had Sandy, and then we had, you know, like, we got melting glaciers and everything else. The world is changing, and that we have to change with it, and I think you're going to find a role that you're going to slip into that will be perfect for you.
Wow, that's great. So, gosh, sounds like I need to keep slogging through this tedious coursework and finish the darn dissertation in spite of myself.
Yes, and watch for the things that I've talked about. And if you forget, you can just go back and listen in the archive based on today's date. I think they labeled it as the 22nd instead of the 21st. I guess it's how they upload things or whatever. But or get your tape player and play this episode again and record it so you can listen to it in the future, just as future kind of guidance. Because most of my clients find that they do really well when they keep the little crib notes or the 3x5 cards with the information, and that's what inspired me to do the cards that I do, are in the same kind of 3x5 kind of format, but these have images. I look at them really more as like graphic fortune cookies. You know, instead of it being a lot
yeah.
of words, that it has images also.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the information.
You're welcome, and good luck, and thank you for hanging in there.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 858. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I'm here. Hi, how
Happy
are you?
Happy New
Kevin?
Year. Good.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Another day in paradise.
Another day, that's true. Hope this year will be good for all of us.
Yes. So are you calling us from Greece?
Greece? No, 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 no.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm here. I'm in the United States.
Okay. All right, somehow I feel there's a connection for you. Just real quick, I feel like there's a connection for you in the Greek islands somehow, whether you got a traveling or a trip or something that's coming up for you. That's just coming straight away for me, for you. So go ahead with your question.
Okay. My question, there is someone from my past that I seen again recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering. Oh, thank you. I was wondering, where do you see it will go? It will just be stay, just light friendship, or it will go into something else?
Well,
I mean, it will develop into something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, like, do you like pizza?
I like pizza, but I avoid pizza because of the calories.
I see. But there is one kind of pizza that you order whenever you order pizza or when you buy it in the store, yes? Or you make it yourself?
No, I buy it.
Okay.
I like to buy pizza.
Yeah, me too. So the point that I'm making for you about this is that relationships that went away and come back are sort of like our favorite pizzas that we like to order. And they're good for about 8 slices, right? And then it's sort of like we get tired of it, or it's just something is different about it or something. So what I'm telling you is, with this relationship coming back into your life, as you've known that individual, so you will know them into the future. So they'll have the anchovies, they'll have the olives, the pepperonis, the extra cheese, right? But there won't be anything extra unless they change
well, it's
who
okay
they are.
Because we enjoyed this friendship a lot, and we stayed in touch for a long time.
Good.
And really enjoyed each other, but there were reasons in the past that we couldn't be together.
Sure. So I'm letting you know about this. Your friend here is that as you've known them, so you will know them from the past. But you will get flowers for Valentine's Day because you're nice.
So in other words, you're saying it will not develop into anything else?
I don't really. My sources are saying no. For right now, it could be different in a year because people change over time, right? Because of their environments. If they're a major part of your life and you're a major part of their life, over the next year, then they will go through a transformation just like you will. There will be an adjustment period, and things will be different then. But over the next 90 days, it will continue as you have known them. But you
and
will recognize.
Do you know what was the impression that I made on this person? Did
that
he
they
like me, or he was
they
disappointed?
Do.
Thing?
No, they like you. They like your talents. They like your abilities. They like what you're known for. So,
do they like me, like, how to tell you, visually? My face, my features? Like a woman, that's what I mean. Does
okay.
this gentleman
are they
like
attracted to you?
Yes,
is
that's
that what
I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I'm looking here. They are. But that's only just a little part of relationship. They are attracted to you. you are going to get what you want to see. They will tell you how beautiful you are when the time is right. And I was being shown flowers, and that tells me that you're probably going to be getting flowers soon, and Valentine's Day, if you celebrate that, is like right around the corner, and that you could find yourself getting flowers very soon. And that's how people share with other people that they really appreciate that they are in their life. So trust that it will work out the way that you want to see it, but it will not happen overnight.
So in other words, you're saying that we have a potential, or
yes,
it's just a very short-term thing?
Over short term.
Because I really like this person, and the person is very interesting to me.
Good. They like you. You are very interesting to them, too. But, you know, when we are all 80 years old, us and our partners, then, you know, we have to break the mirrors because we won't like what we see then, right? So it's what's in your heart that will matter then. Okay? It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for now. I'm trying to see
not,
the person. It will
I would
be
say
compatible.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It will work out, but I would say let the weather get warmer and things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
Go with that.
Okay.
When the weather gets
because
warmer.
There were a lot of questions not answered during the conversation. For some reason, I asked many things, and the person was very private and didn't want to answer many questions.
Okay.
I really don't know what's going on with the person's life. So.
I see. I would say to not ask any more questions and just ask them if they would like more tea.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Just live with them in their presence.
Yeah, that's what I was told. Just enjoy it, and that's all.
Yeah. No questions. Don't ask them to define anything. Don't ask them to answer or explain what they're doing. Just be. Like, you know, two cats that are just sitting on a fence looking at everything happening and wondering if they can catch that bird.
So in other words, you feel that this person will find me compatible in the future, right?
Unless you do something that turns them away from you. Like you maybe go and get your nose pierced or something or...
No.
You know, do, yeah. That's how that works.
Okay.
All right.
And and that would be nice to get flowers for Valentine's.
Yeah. So.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kevin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye. Okay. Area code 704. Are you there? How are you? Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Yes, I just have a question about, I guess, a relationship. I guess this year, one of my resolutions was to really find someone, I guess, that would be kind of a true lasting love relationship. And let's see if that hopefully will be happening this year.
Okay. You're sort of breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's the Blog Talk Network or whatever, but from what I see is that you're wondering about relationships, right?
Yes. I guess 2013 was the year that I kind of committed myself to finding a true, loving, lasting relationship. And just kind of wanted to see if that is going to happen this year or it's going to take a little bit more time or...
Okay, well, I'm looking at something that has to do with the newspaper or the news, the media, the radio. It's like the news is like been the trend tonight. I don't know if you've been listening to the show, you know, since we started, but... The news card keeps coming up, and now it has come up for you. and it's associated with the time 3:10. All right, so you can go back to my website, templeofgaia.com, and just see what the description is for the news card, N-E-W-S. And again, it's associated with the time 3:10. But I've also drawn the satellites card associated with the time 8:44. And the satellites card talks about the satellites that are around us, and that these can be job opportunities. These can be individuals that are in our life that are different distances away from us, but they still influence our life, okay, and they are able to see the things that are happening in their area, and then they communicate with us what they've discovered that can be helpful to us. So be connected to your friends and be very social with your friends, because they will connect you to someone that will help you commit into a relationship, which is what I'm being shown. So you're going to be introduced to someone through another friend that you will like very much. So go to the parties that you're invited to, go to the exposés, go to the gallery parties, that kind of stuff. Go to the places that meetings happen that you're invited to, because this will be the place that you will meet your future, heart's desire, basically, or someone who can help you feel very good and solid and connected to the planet through the experiences that they offer you as a part of their life.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. And let me just give you a couple more pieces of information that I'm looking at here. There's something that's also coming up to where you're going to find yourself finally out of a place to where you feel like you've been stuck. Because I'm also looking at the pen card, P-E-N, associated with time 8:40. And it shows someone who's looking at a bunch of people who are in a box. And I drew the box to look like a dumpster, sort of like with the lid up. And it can also be a cubicle. And that the message about this card is sometimes about it's life beyond the cube. It's life beyond the cage, beyond the crate, beyond the dumpster, the place to where you're stuck in, and that had four walls that seemed like they were closing in on you. You're going to be going through that over the next 90 days if it hasn't already happened. And it's not a bad thing. It's just one to where you're going to feel like you have more freedom than you had before, and that you might even feel like you want to move, you know, because here's an opportunity that's being extended to you that you may find yourself wanting to move up to Seattle or something, someplace on up the coast a ways, and that how you will be reminded that this is something that's about to take effect for you is because there's going to be some kind of fair or festival or something to where people demonstrate unique things that they can do, like the people who juggle the flaming torches, like you've been to the fairs or in the circuses to where people, you know, swallow swords and that they juggle torches, or they take risks with, you know, hazardous things that other people would not, and it's sort of an art form or something. Watching for that will, and that it could be something that you read about in the paper, because that was the first card that came up. There's something that's going to be announced in the newspaper that's going to sort of make you feel like you're connected to that somehow, and that this is like sort of the dawn of a new age for you. So I feel strongly with what you're talking about initially at the beginning, that there is something coming up for you for 2013, and it will be significant. And I feel like it will start sometime after the 26th or 27th of this month. So, like, next week. I'm trying to look at the calendar right now and see. After next weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So probably starting on the 28th through the 2nd of February is going to be a significant week for you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, right. It's my birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So hang in there.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, area code 619, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Don. San Diego.
How are you? And your name one more time?
Donna.
Don. Okay, Don.
Yeah. Hi. I just tuned in, so you're doing readings. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Can I ask just for general? Or do I, would you like me to
do specific? We can do general. Go ahead.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Straight away, I'm getting that you are to just coast for right now. Like everything's in motion, and you just let the wind carry you in the direction that it feels like you should be going in. I'm looking at the gliding card associated with the time 111, and that came up earlier tonight in a reading as well, and it seems to be that there are trends of repeating messages and images from cards out of the 111 possibilities out of my deck here. And that if you want to be able to see what the card is that I'm looking at either now or later, you know, after the show, it's and the card is the gliding card, and it's associated with the time 111. And it's in the reversed position.
Oh.
So this talks about, this is a message about sort of like forces, gravities, that are sort of like guiding you to be as comfortable as possible while you transition through the time that you're in. Because there's something that's going to be coming up, because I'm looking at the time to move card, and it's associated with the time 8:11, and it's in the reverse position. This talks about somebody, a group, or an individual in your life that's going to be having an extreme change for them, because the time to move card shows a building that's been split in half, but from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's someone standing on top of it, sort of like in denial that anything has happened. So the time to move card in the reverse position says there's going to be a vacancy coming that is going to be opening itself as an opportunity for you to step into, if that's something that you would be interested in.
Oh.
So are you looking for work right now?
No, but I mean, I'm exploring different opportunities. I'm just kind of, you know, not sure what area, but I would like to try something different. I'm looking for a change.
Yeah.
Not sure
Okay, and my sources are also now showing me the Storms card, STORMS, associated with the time 319. And this card is facing you. And this is talking about how there's going to be a storm happening in your area that's sort of like going to clear the air and set the stage for this thing to take place, that you will see the opportunity happen right after that time. And that's something that business that I was telling you about, or that organization or a group or whatever, somehow has some kind of legal or guilty kind of situation that's associated with them. So it could spell that there is a group or an individual around you who could be getting in trouble somehow because of the scrutinies by the law or the courts or something.
The next card is
247 is the guilt card.
All right.
And it's within the next 90 days.
Okay. All right. And that's like, could that be like anybody, or does it?
It can be anybody. It can be a close friend. It can be a family member. It could be an organization that you used to work for.
So it's
it could
not
even
me.
Be
it's somebody else outside of me.
Correct. Somebody else. It's not you.
Oh. Okay.
Of course. It's better to see it that way. That's they're in the reverse position.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did have a friend recently. This, you know, is just got me a sentence in prison. So I don't know, but is this the future, or could it have already happened?
Yes. Was it within the last 2 weeks? Oh, well, then that's what this is about. So this thing that is in play that's related to this friend that had to go to jail, and I guess that's why their time to move card has come up. Is
well,
that
look,
this,
I mean, I believe it was, it, you know, he wasn't really guilty, but just it'd be nice for him to win the appeal. So, you know, that's what we're hoping for.
And you and see, are you in the Gulf area? Are you in around Texas?
I'm in San Diego. I'm in
San Diego.
California.
Okay. So, okay, and that you're let's see, something in connection with either the San Francisco Bay or the Gulf of Mexico is coming up for you also.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Wonder what that could be.
Within like the next 90 days or something, and that like there is some outstanding paperwork that needs some kind of closure or something with you, and that
well,
the,
I'm in Mexico. I wonder if it's because you know San Diego is right next to Mexico.
Yeah, no, this has to do with the Gulf, like a Gulf area, because I've just drawn the Gulf card. So it can be either the bay.
Maybe it's more San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a body or it's a land that goes around a body or a part of the ocean is what the Gulf is.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Okay. Is that all? Those were the cards, yeah?
Let's see. And with the 10-10 card, it's just a message to hang on. You know, like things are going to get better.
Okay, good. That's always good to hear.
Yeah.
I like to hear that things. I want to say, is there a card to say that things are going to get worse?
You're breaking up.
Are there cards that actually say that things could get worse?
There are, depending on how they are defined, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And they're not showing themselves right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mostly about moving.
Huh?
Mostly about moving or changing where you are, making agreements.
Oh.
With
right. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty open to that, to going somewhere else as far as career-wise, more in the metaphysical area. So I'm just not sure which area, but I'll figure it out.
Good. And I'm going to try and be here every Monday from, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on up to 9 p.m.
And you have a website?
I do. It's templeofgaia.com.
Okay.
Or you can just Google Psychic Medium Kevin Baird.
Okay.
And just go back to the title page for this show on Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-huh.
There are links for that.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
All righty. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling.
Take care. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. So, hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to another two-hour episode of Walking on the walking on the sidewalk, Horizon Oracle's journey. I was just listening to the on-air operator telling me that I have 90 seconds left in the show. I want to take this time to thank Veronica for being the bestest person in the world. You're awesome, and I see that you're in the chat room. So I just want to thank you for all the support and everything that you've done for me. Veronica, you're awesome. And I'm back. You know, it's like I'm just going through a transition. I moved from Washington, D.C. to the Midwest, the southern part of Illinois, and trying to get roots established here. After my dad and grandmother passed away, both within 3 weeks of each other, back in October of 2012, which is only like 4 months, 3.5, something like that. So I'm here connected back to my family, trying to get the bonds more affirmed and established that way. I feel that's what we're supposed to be doing because of how everybody's been laid off and that they're forced to go into their homes, you know, go back home and watch TV or get on the internet just to see what's happening and be closer to their family. So it's a new age and life is going to get better. So I just want to thank everybody for listening and that we will see you next week. Bye.